America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the Hoffman Show. We're on the Team 980. We're always live as well on the free Odyssey app. Our pick six at six, top headlines of the day from Command Land, will be in just a little bit because it is our pleasure right now to welcome to the show ESPN Saints reporter Catherine Terrell, who's obviously been covering Marshawn Lattimore the last couple of years, and we wanted to get a little more insight on the Commander's new addition. Catherine, appreciate your time. Thanks so much.
Yeah, thanks for having me on.
So, how long do you think that Marshawn Lattimore has been on the trade block down in New Orleans? And because one of the things that Adam Peters talked about today was that, you know, we didn't know he was going to be available. We were scouting a bunch of guys, and then all of a sudden he's available. That's a pretty important part of it. What was kind of the breaking point for the Saints from their side of it that Lattimore actually became available for Washington in the first place?
Yeah, I think that there's this perception that the Saints fired their coach and decided they were just going to get rid of everybody. And I really don't think that's how this all went down. I mean, honestly, I think that Lattimore has been a potential trade target since last December, so almost a year now. The Saints did something very unusual. They restructured his contract in a way that opened up cap space, but also made it easier to trade them. And they were trade him, sorry. They were kind of cagey about it, but even in January, Mickey Loomis said, hey, we did that for a reason. And ultimately, Lattimore stayed on the team, but I think that the Saints kind of, after this happened, maybe they figured if we can still get a good offer for him, then we're going to take it. And I think they did get a good offer. So would they have done it if they were in contention? I don't know, but I think it's more of a long saga than a 24-hour knee-jerk reaction to firing their coach.
Catherine Terrell, ESPN Saints reporter with us here on the Hoffman Show. So that's how he winds up here. What is he? This is ultimately the question that I think most Commanders fans want to know. We know that he has been one of the best corners in the league. How close is he still to that? And what, if any, drop-off has there been from his absolute peak?
Yeah, I think that Lattimore is a very, very good corner. I think that if you look at the starts of last year and the starts of this year, he was great. And sometimes it's hard to know cornerback stats because when you actually break down Lattimore's numbers, they don't throw at him a lot. So how do you know if a cornerback's good if he's not being thrown at? I think the problem this year was that he had a hamstring issue that showed up in week two. So that kind of, you know, colors things. You know, last year he had an injury. And, you know, he's kind of just been pretty unfortunate in an injury situation. A few years ago, it was a lacerated kidney, which is not really something you can prevent, obviously. But, you know, I think that Commanders are still getting a very good player who is going to be a great starter for him. I think his starter for them, man, I can't talk today. It's been a busy week. But I think his main issue is consistency and motivation.
So with that, he's coming into a team that is 7-2. He's got some old friends from Ohio State on the roster. How much do you think they, like, if 100% of Marshon Lattimore comes when he is 100% locked in, do you think simply the change in scenery, both the fresh start and the competitiveness, is enough to get him to that level, whatever he has left? Or is there something deeper there that maybe Adam Peters and Dan Quinn need to stay on top of?
I think I've seen changes in scenery work all the time. I think it's going to work for him. I think that he's going to be very motivated to prove himself, especially, as you said, with the team winning so much. I mean, when you talk about Lattimore being at the top of his game motivation-wise, just go look at his record against Buccaneers wide receiver Mike Evans. You know, Lattimore kind of has a history of when the competition is at the very top, he kind of rises to that. And sometimes on the opposite side, he plays down to competition maybe he doesn't think is as good. But, you know, obviously, if you follow the NFL, you know he and Mike Evans hated each other. And so Lattimore always played really well against them. So I think getting to this new scene and being on a team that obviously has a lot of excitement and players that have really bought in, I think that that's going to be really good for him.
Catherine Terrell, ESPN.com Saints reporter with us here on The Hoffman Show, giving the inside scoop on Marshon Lattimore. From a scheme standpoint, Catherine, how has the Saints scheme and their usage of Lattimore evolved? He's got a reputation as a man corner, but it can do more. So from someone who's been covering them the past couple of years, how many different kinds of, whether it's, I guess, like how many different roles is probably the best way to ask it, has Lattimore played and what are his strengths and weaknesses in them?
Yeah, I mean, I think a lot. I think that occasionally, or I think they've often have Lattimore follow the top receiver. I don't think they've done that as much this year. Obviously, the defense has been a little in disarray overall. So I think the way they've used him has probably changed. But I think when, like I said, when you look back to last year and also beginning of this year, the corners were considered the strength and backbone of a team that maybe had issues and maybe players aging at other places in the defense. So I kind of think that Lattimore's a guy that can probably do it all. You can have him follow the other team's top receiver, and I don't think that that's going to be a problem. I mean, maybe it sounds like I'm hyping him up, but I do truly think that he is a very good player still. And with the Saints, he had some issues with Dennis Allen and probably just needed a change of scenery.
No, I mean, I think that makes total sense, and it jives quite a bit with what I have heard from everyone else that's watched him with any level of closeness. Like, this dude is still one of the very best when he's locked in. Hopefully Washington gets a locked-in version of him. You would think so, based off the circumstances, and clearly the circumstances that you're reporting on daily down there are a little bit different. Last thing that I'll ask you real quick is, we know that he's dealing with a hamstring issue. He did not practice today. Washington's medical staff's taking a look. But what do you know about that hamstring issue? And if he was still there, like, and I was doing radio down there, like, hey, is Marshon Lattimore going to play this weekend? What would be your answer to that?
Yeah, I'm not quite sure. Again, forgive me. It's been a busy week. I cannot remember if that hamstring issue is the same as the week two one. I do know that against the Broncos, I believe he was ruled out of the game with a hamstring issue, but then he kind of stayed on the sidelines the whole time, which is a little surprising to see. Just obviously, if you have a hamstring issue, you kind of expect them to go sit down. Then he practiced fully the next week, and then maybe he tweaked it the following game. I don't know, but then he had to leave the game again. So I don't know the severity of it, but I'm going to assume if he passed the physical and everything's good, that it's probably not that bad of an issue. I mean, I'm kind of speaking for him, but it just seemed like something that popped up, but ultimately is probably going to be okay. But again, you know, I haven't gotten a chance to talk to him in a while, so that's just kind of me guessing.
Gotcha. No, that's good context, though, in terms of the timeline of everything and when it all went down. And they're listing him as day-to-day. Last major injury we were watching here was Jaden Daniels week-to-week, and then he played after missing zero weeks.
So, and played just fine.
Yeah, he's...
Tigers.
There you go. There you go. Catherine, really appreciate the time. I know, again, it is such a busy week for everyone, and I know you're slammed, so really appreciate some time up here with us in D.C.
Yeah, thanks again for having me on.
That is Catherine Terrell, everybody. You can read more of her work on the Saints if you want to know more about what's going on down there at ESPN.com. And again, appreciate her help in trying to understand who Marshawn Lattimore is and some of the context on Washington's newest addition. More on Washington's newest addition next. That will be from the guys who acquired him. Adam Peters and Dan Quinn both spoke today. We will let you hear that next in our pick six at six. But first, it is time to get the latest from the world in women's sports, brought to you by Wawa. Gotta have a Wawa.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.